all of a sudden it was in development again. So I'm glad it's finally happening. Excited to see it. Hooray. But yeah, very different than Family Style.
How's it spelled?
Is N-I-M-O-N-A.
I didn't know if it was like some fancy spelling like P-H. Like
pneumonia.
I guess I was thinking of pneumonia, but
much more pleasant. Well, those are my shares for this week. Before we go for the day, does anyone have anything else they wanted to share?
Keep calm and carry on, man.
Oh yeah.
I didn't share anything.
Oh, I thought you were just sharing about your bookmark. You want to share your book?
Caring for your pet turtle, because I'm gonna get a turtle when I'm 10.
Oh, cool.
Caring for your pet cat, caring for your pet dog, caring for your pet fish, caring for your pet hamster, caring for your pet horse, caring for...
Well, so it's like a whole series.
Pet parakeet, caring for your pet rabbit, caring for your pet turtle. That's the series of these books.
So what made you choose turtles as the pet that you want?
I know, I want talk and calm. You might get a pet turtle when you're 10 or something. I want one of those little ones that looks really cute. Like
turtles can live a really long time.
Like this guy, except for like as small as this magnifying glass.
Whoa.
And yeah, turtles can live as long as like 50 years. They can live to be up to 50.
Some of them even longer. I don't know about the little guys, but some of those big old turtles.
They don't stay little.
I don't know. Some of them don't get huge.
This is
it'll be fun. I hope you learn a lot of good stuff from that book so that you can take good care of a turtle.
Oh, I already read all of it.
So you know the ins and the outs of turtle care.
Sounds like a great book for future turtle owners. So if anyone out there is...
Do you have a piece of tape on your nose?
I know.
No, that's just what her face looks like now.
Oh, wow. Rude.
It is what your face looks like now. I'm just speaking the truth.
Wow,
Emily. That's what your face looks like at the moment.
Wow, thanks. For all those radio listeners out there who don't see it, I have my nose taped up so I look like the Grinch. And Emily is, I don't know.
Why not?
Fun. Why not? But Emily decided to be a little rude, little annoying person today.
Why is that rude? Your face does look like that right now. Look at your face. It's what it looks like.
This is not my face.
It is currently.
No, it's a piece of tape on my face.
When you take the tape off, it'll look different.
It'll look different than my normal face, or it'll look different than it is now?
I mean, probably both.
What?
Probably when you take the tape off, depending on when you do it, you might have little marks on your face.
Yeah, probably not.
Might be red.
Wait, let me see if my nose stays up like this.
I don't think it will.
It's hit up a tiny bit.
This is DIY plastic surgery for our radio listeners.
I want to see your face.
I'm giving myself Grinch. Okay, I'm doing a full makeover. Now I'm going to do a facelift. Just got to pull the cheekbones.
So while Georgia is doing her facelift with masking tape, we're going to say goodbye to our listeners for the week. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week. Filled with lots of quality reading time and DIY plastic surgery. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
Until then, we hope you have a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. Wait, you already said that, didn't you?
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
Thank you. I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. Special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
But I have only the VHS.
Independent narrowcasting.
Okay. Less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really?
Right
we're
now.
Going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. This guy's no one called, we're really... not them, is it?
This is Radio Cooper Tiger signing off.
About me every night before you go to sleep. I know you must be terrified of what you might see in your dreams, but I'm here for
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Catskill, Agra, and Hudson, and on the website wavefarm.org. It's .org, not .com, right? Yeah. Okay. Just had to make sure. Sometimes, especially in my brain, I mess up the .coms and the .orgs. But today at Clubhouse Radio, we have a great show for you today, Clubhouse crew. We're going to be doing a bunch of trivias on some fiction, some superheroes, and we're going to see who knows more, who knows less, how much you know. And if you're at home, you can feel free to play along and even send us an email to see how you did. We'll, you know, judge you, but friendly, because listen, we only have the best judgment. We'll only think positive of you here at Clubhouse crew, because we love you, and we, without you, we wouldn't be here. But without further ado, we will be right back after the news, weather, and a song.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Sarah Thorne of North Carolina was indicted June 14th for allegedly stealing more than $17,000 from the Chatham Rescue Squad. Thorne worked for the squad for 20 years and worked remotely as business manager since 2015 with an annual salary of more than $100,000. Thorne was charged with 2 counts of third-degree grand larceny, a Class D felony, 3 counts of petty larceny, a Class A misdemeanor, and 2 counts of first-degree falsifying business records, a Class E felony. Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chica said, and I quote, Comptroller DiNapoli and his skilled and diligent team of investigators and auditors have uncovered several criminal schemes in Columbia County over the last several years. This is only the latest, end quote. Mark J. Sacco of Albany, representing Thorne, said, and I quote, There is nothing that I saw in the evidence that suggests she is guilty of any crime, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Maria M. Silva reports for the Times Union that the Woodstock Public Library met June 15th and voted unanimously to hold a drag story time event after 3 complaints sought to cancel the event. The library posted on social media, and I quote, There will be no change in plans regarding Saturday's drag story hour and sparkle party. We thank everyone in the community who voiced their support for this decision, and we hope to see you for the fun part of this Saturday. End quote. The library followed its policy for complaints with the programming committee reviewing the request to cancel the program before making a recommendation to the 11-member board, which voted. More than a dozen people spoke up in support for the event at the board meeting, with only one against, saying that he didn't think gay pride is, and I quote, for children, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kevin Frey reports for New York State of Politics that Republicans running for Congress in next year's election in New York will be talking about the mayor of New York City busing migrants into other towns and cities in New York. They will not be mentioning the Republican governors of Florida and Texas, who are using planes and buses to move migrants around the country for political reasons. Representative Mark Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District and who also has a bill that would stop Governor Kathy Hochul from sheltering migrants on state university campuses, said in an interview on June 15th, and I quote, New York City is transporting a crisis to counties all across the state of New York, end quote. New York Democrats are saying their concern is not politics. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, running for re-election next year, said, and I quote, My concern is that there is a humanitarian crisis with families and children who are suffering deeply, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, June 16th. Local early morning temperatures range from 48 degrees in Steventown off to the east to 55 degrees in Kingston down to the south. Regional average soil temperature is 61 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be interesting. According to sensors, including one in Ravenna, pollen is at medium levels, but according to the fine folks at pollen.com, but not IBM's Watson, those levels should tank over the weekend after the rain passes through. What rain, you ask? Well, after some patchy fog this morning burns off, then the wheel is spun. After 11 a.m., rain chances show up. Like the last rainfall, some people might get a flooded basement and lightning strikes, while a mile down the road, it's dry as a bone and they get to show off their sprinkler system. Protect the freshly sprouted and sensitive plants you got out there, just in case. We get a high of 78 at 3 p.m. Overnight, more rain, but thunder should take a break and we hit a muggy feeling low of 56. Tomorrow stays cool and a little sticky with a high of 67 and more rain expected all day. 55 degrees overnight takes us into a cloudy Sunday with a high of 75 and a chance for some raindrops in the afternoon. Monday, similar, high of 76 with a chance for rain in the afternoon. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:15 a.m., low tide at 9:02 a.m., high tide again at 2:43 p.m., and low tide once again at 8:57 p.m. If this is the weekend rebroadcast, those are for Friday. Today's river temperature will be 70 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:18 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:15 a.m. Looking way up, we see the collision with the co-rotating interaction region, which I'm temporarily calling a plasma ribbon, caused a crack in our protective magnetic field, sparking G2 class storms, which are still underway. Expect fun freakiness with your gadgets. Plasma winds will be fast at 648 kilometers per second, with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently horrible, with some bands closing outright due to the impact with the plasma ribbon. There are medium chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 112, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE Catskill Akron Hudson. According to Mr. Weatherman there, we might have some bad radio propagation. So if you are hearing us, I just want to say thank you for listening to us thick and thin, even through the bad radio propagation, as he mentioned. But with that being said, today we're going to be doing some trivia. And I am DJ Cola, the host, and I am joined by
DJ Shaw Money. Oh, wait, no, wait, wrong one. Wait, start it over. Do it again.
DJ
Shaw Money.
You got to get the echo in there. So, today, with everything happening in this terrible, wonderful world, it was just insanely dusty
a couple days ago,
and now it's like thundering every few days, right? Like, we might be at the end of the world, but that's pretty chill.
End of the world.
I'm pretty chill with
we're
that.
Chilling,
but you know, with all of the chaos happening, I feel like everybody could use a little bit of escapism,
right?
And the best escapism is something that means something to you, and for us, we pick superheroes because even though they're cheesy, they're cool.
Right.
I was gonna say bad butt, but I can't say that. It just didn't come off the same. It didn't have the same ring. I'm looking at,
they're bad donkeys.
Exactly. I'm looking at Perfect Cell here, and I just don't see him saying that. You know.
Right. Okay. So we have three quizzes. We have Dragon Ball trivia. We have Marvel movie trivia, and we also have Disney trivia.
Ooh. Okay.
Which one do you want to do first?
Let's start out with what the easiest would be for us. So, probably Dragon Ball.
Okay.
We're going to start out with easy and get harder. I feel like Disney would probably be the hardest.
Here we go.
And also, I want an excuse to listen to the
sales soundtrack.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's a hot take. The abridged version is better.
Wow. All right. Who is the main protagonist of Dragon Ball? Bulma, Goku, Gohan, or Krillin?
Definitely Krillin. Now I'm playing.
Goku.
Okay, this is really... Ooh,
oh, it makes a little sound.
Okay, there we go.
Cool, okay. I'm down for that. All right.
Let's see. That's... We both get it right, that's no point for everybody. Anybody?
No point?
If we both get it right, because that would just...
We would just
be counting a bunch of points.
Right.
So we only get a point when one of us gets it right and the other person gets it wrong.
Okay, cool.
All right. Which Dragon Ball character usually wears sunglasses? Oh, I know my answer. What about you?
I know my answer.
All right. So the options are Master Roshi, Kami, Goku, and Grandpa Gohan. And it's Master Roshi. That's what we both have selected.
Word.
Ding, ding,
I like
ding.
The little sound.
Right? Isn't that so
all right,
satisfying?
So just so I don't confuse myself, I'm putting the Dragon Ball audio near the
The trivia. Okay.
So, Shaw, which Dragon Ball did Goku inherit from his Dragon Ball? It goes from the one-star ball all the way up to the four-star ball. One, two, three, or four. It's obviously.
Four.
Yeah. Team four-star. That's why they named themselves that.
Okay. Who is the last?
Oh, my God. This is so easy. Bulma, Beerus, Vegeta, or Nappa. The only Vegeta here is Vegeta.
Who is the last Prince of Saiyans?
I'm Vegeta.
It's Bulma. No, it's Vegeta.
Oh, right. This one. This one's a little bit tricky if you've never watched Dragon Ball and only watched Z. Who is the chief scientist of the Red... Oh, wait. Scroll up. Which character sometimes uses the alias Jackie Chun? I know this one.
Who uses the alias of Jackie Chan?
Yeah, this...
I remember.
This is some Dragon Ball stuff. Pixar, Vegeta, Oolong, Goku, or Master Roshi.
Master Roshi.
You know, you can pick your...
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Here, we'll do the next one. Who is the chief scientist... Ooh, okay. There we go. This one could be tricky, because he's not really a main villain. He's like a pipeline to the main villain. So, Dr. Kuria. Wow, that's... interesting name. Dr. Mikado, Dr. Hazama, or Dr. Jiro. And you can send us your answers at Wave Farm. We're a little at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. R as in O-U-R. So, all right. You can send in our answers, but the correct one.
So, wait. Don't say it.
Okay.
But I think we should do the ones that we think...
are harder.
Are the ones that we think. So I'm gonna pick the one that I think right now. And I'm gonna say I think it's Dr. Jiro. Okay, cool. Alright,
that's easy.
Who is King of Fire Mountain?
Do you know that one? I know that one. Easy. This is another Dragon Ball question. The options are King Vegeta, Ox King, Monkey King, or King Piccolo.
Never knew that's how you spelled his name. I always thought of it different, like Ox. Like,
right, yeah, I get you.
Not OX, but...
Yeah, let's do the harder one.
Okay.
Here, let's go to that one.
Nah,
we don't need to do that one. That one's easy.
This one?
Yeah, that one's easy. This one's a good one. Which android murders Dr. Jiro? See, if you don't pay attention, this one might be hard to catch. I know which one it is. Options are Android 17, 18, 19, and 20, and the right answer...
17.
Yeah. What the? We don't want country.
No.
Listen, if you like country, we respect your beliefs. We also respectfully disagree.
Honestly, though, from being honest.
Do it. Yeah. That fits.
Ooh, you got this one.
Oh, yeah. Cell is an artificial life form created from the cells of which Dragon Ball characters? Frieza, Goku, all of these are Vegeta. You know, it's kind of a giveaway. Whenever a quiz has all the above or all of these, it's always that one.
Okay, part two.
Ooh.
What do sensu beans taste like?
I know this
like?
One. The answers are fish, grass, chicken, and dirt.
I think it's...
I'm going to write down my answer. Just so you know I'm not cheating. I just wrote down the... Oh, wait.
Just write down the first letter.
This pencil doesn't have a tip. Ah. Oh my god. Okay, just believe me. I can tell you my answer first. Which one's yours? We can both say it and then we can pick it.
Okay. Three, right. Two, one, fifth. Dirt.
I got a point here.
Dang.
Listen,
according
I know this because I'm a Yajirobe.
According to Yajirobe, sensu beans taste like fish.
Yajirobe is one of my favorite characters.
I don't care for Yajirobe.
Extremely underrated. He was as strong as Krillin without training.
What character has a daughter with Krillin?
That's an easy question.
18, Chi-Chi, Bulmer, or Videl?
18. It's okay, guys. She's 18.
I'm tight. You have 1.50. Which character has a twin brother?
Ooh, okay. Vegeta?
Beerus, Piccolo, or Whis.
Oh, okay, I know this one. It took me a second, but it's Beerus.
Beerus, yeah. That would have caught you if you didn't read it good.
Ooh, let's see this one. I remember that one. What does Master Roshi give Goku as a reward for helping his sea turtle? A sensu bean, the flying nimbus cloud, that battle armor, or the powerful?
Oh,
No, the Flying Nimbus.
It's the Flying Nimbus. I agree.
Which character was trapped in the body of a frog?
Oh, this is easy. The only one that can change now. Body change, you know? Ginyu. How many languages can Salza speak?
Wait. Which body part does Goku lose in a battle?
Oh, wait a minute. Because it's right arm or left arm. Or right leg or left leg. It's not the leg. Sorry. Spoiler alert. We have some Vegeta ego speech in the background. Not that I'm complaining.
Vegeta, what are you talking about, bro? Vegeta, what are you talking about, bud?
Oh, this is Tournament of Power. Bro.
Okay.
Here at Clubhouse Radio, we are not causing anybody harm. You are listening to an anime.
let's see. Forget you. But right now, we're going to do Super Saiyan 3 theme. No ad. Also, okay.
Right now, I'm in the lead.
Which body part has Gohan? Oh, Gohan. Lost in a battle. I thought it was Goku. I'm going to say right arm, left.
It's not the leg. We already know that. Man got his arm chopped off, but was it his right arm or left arm?
Oh, I know what it is.
What's your answer?
I'm not telling you.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Left
right
arm.
Oh,
damn. I think we might be even. I thought it was the right arm. I was right. Let's go. I remember that. Because... The person you were thinking of that lost an arm, the right arm, was Dr. Gero.
I failed.
Wow. Okay. I gotta get back in there. How many
languages can...
I feel like this is a trick question. 700, 7,000, or 70?
What are you saying?
70? What about you?
Who? I don't even know if I know this character.
Oh, dang.
Wait, what's the name?
Salsa. Sorry, I feel like just going into a speech. Salsa is the head admiral of the Cooler Force.
Oh, he can speak like 700.
He's the French guy. He's the French.
700. 7? 7,000?
Apparently he's a genius, unlike us. Yo! Probably. Okay, we both got that wrong, so no points there.
Alright, what is the name of the homing energy wave used by Piccolo?
I thought it was... Okay, so the answers are Smart Bolt, Seeking Slug, Chasing Bullet, or Tracking Cannon. I don't know this one.
I don't either.
At first I thought it was going to be the Hell Zone Grenade.
But what do you think it is?
Nah, I'm not going to let you piggyback my answer. What do you think it is? 3, 2, 1.
Chasing bullet.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I have that point?
No. Who's the daughter of Miss... Okay, come on. That's easy. Let's get the easy ones.
Bulma? No. Videl.
Definitely Bulma.
Which character is a broker? Boxer?
No broker. Who forcibly takes over planets to resell them? That's easy.
Wait, what is this question asking?
Who takes over planets and resells them?
Yo,
hold on. Why do I want to freestyle to this? Do you hear that? Why does that go hard?
Deborah.
Is that your answer?
No.
Okay. 3.
I know my answer.
2, 1.
Frieza.
Oh, I just want to, like, freestyle to this. It's the original Goku one.
All
right. Right? Dragon Ball
theme cover.
This is to go even further beyond.
All
right. Wait, hold on. Can I do something?
Sure.
Give me the echo.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, everybody. This is me, my attempt at voice acting. So this is very cringy. And if you want to embarrass me when I'm older, you can clip this. But this is a Super Saiyan 1.
This is
a Super Saiyan 2. And this is to go even further beyond! Everybody in the clubhouse is going to be looking at me insane right now. They're wondering what's
Why?
Happening. I had to. I needed the echo, you know. I was in the zone.
What's another good one?
Embarrassing myself live 16? On Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting 90.7 FM, Catskill, Acre, Hudson.
Radio. And this is what I like to call...
Who trains Goku's first
Gohan? A Super Saiyan.
Oh, come on. Skip that one. We got to do the hard
what
ones.
What is it? Who trains Goku's
first child?
Piccolo.
Yeah. Let's go to the hard ones.
Oh. Who's Yamcha's best friend?
No. I like... Nah, that one's easy. Let's do in the episode training. The rock hunt. Find that stone. What does Launch make for dinner? I know this one. I'm a hardcore fan. This is easy. The options are radishes, sensu beans, eggs, or pufferfish. You want to say it on 3, 2, 1?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Pufferfish. Because it was poisonous.
I was going to say radishes.
No, so you changed it.
No. I didn't change it. But
I remember it was poisonous to them. And that was the, Launch makes pufferfish for dinner. Not realizing it is poisonous. Which character? Oh, easy. Just bing, bing, bing that. We both know that. Definitely Yamcha.
No, man, I didn't.
Which characters? What?
What?
Okay, which characters eats pills by the hand? Okay, so the options are Tambourine, King Piccolo, Lord Slug, and Commander Zeon. And I think me and you are going to agree on this one. That it's not Tambourine, King Piccolo, Lord Slug, right? It's got to be the Commander. Like Red Ribbon. Watch. No?
I think I know what it is.
Oh, God. Okay, let's... 3, 2, 1 it.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Tambourine. Yeah. Oh! Okay. 3, 2, 1. Lord Slug.
Oh. Oh, no! Oh, yeah, because they...
I remember the last minute. It's known
That's
for...
a good one. 2-1 now.
Oh, it's known for what proposed Lord Slug pops pills, but it might be...
Yeah, it's because he's old. He's taking his Vicodin, his vitamins, wow. You know. Vicodin okay. And vitamins.
There are no more.
So, how does it feel?
1-2, I guess.
Defeated.
You know, it's okay.
The music is really just napping me
up okay
right now.
Because next one is Bao. Bao. Marvel trivia.
You're going to beat me.
And what I mean by Marvel trivia...
I think I might be able to beat you with Disney, but I think you're going to beat me with Marvel.
Let's let it begin.
Huge shout out to...
My... Wait.
Do you know who I'm trying to shout out? Come on, read my brain.
Chadwick Boseman.
No, the creator. The man himself.
Oh. Stan Lee. Okay, what kind of doctor...
Rest in peace.
...is Stephen Strange?
Okay, so the options are... Pediatrician, I think that's what it is.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
All right.
Podiatric surgeon, which I'm pretty sure is like pediatrician, which is like kid surgeon. Which I don't think personally is it.
Right.
Neurosurgeon, orthopedic surgeon, or plastic surgeon. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Neurosurgeon. Yep.
All right.
Who made Oh, no.
Oh, I know this.
I don't. All right.
Say what yours is.
Reed Richards.
No.
What?
One for me. Howard Stark.
Oh, I thought that was it. Okay.
Who destroys Thor's hammer?
Destroys?
Yes. Loki. Thanos.
Who's Hela?
Hela.
Oh, God.
Or Ultron.
All right, so for me, it's between Ultron and Hela.
Wanna think you want it?
All right.
Three, two, one. Hela.
Okay. Because I know that's definitely a god name. And you gotta be a god to destroy a god weapon. Oh. That was my...
What part of Tony Stark's armor keeps him alive?
Helmet, plasma generator, chest plate, or solar tiles? 3, 2, 1.
Plasma generator.
What?
I meant, my fault. I'm bugging.
Wait,
it's his chest plate.
Thank you. It was his chest plate. You could have got me there, but you just threw that.
Can I get that?
Nah.
God. What kingdom does Black Panther
rule? Oh, come on.
Roll?
We don't even need to do a 3-2-1 Wakanda. No, he rolls over Slovakia. He rolls over Poland.
Okay, you can do this one.
Which memento does Peter Quill have from his mother? A diary, a photo, a mixtape, or a rabbit's foot? I don't know this one, but I'm going to guess. Three,
guess.
Two, one, rabbit's foot.
No.
No?
Mixtape.
You're going to win this one for sure.
What is that, 2-0?
Yeah. Which Top Gun character is Captain Marvel's cat named after? Maverick. Maverick.
Wait. Jane Foster, Maria Hill, Peggy Carter.
I was looking at the wrong one. Which name of the British agent C-Cap teams up? Oh, with Cap. Okay. Okay, I know which one, I think.
Okay.
I don't. All right, 3, 2, 1. Jane Foster.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, my God.
Peggy Carter.
Oh my god.
3. Okay. I have 3.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna win this one.
That's the one I picked,
Maverick.
What Top Gun character is Captain Marvel's cat named after? Viper, Iceman, Maverick. God damn. I don't remember this one because I didn't care for.
I think Captain it's Maverick.
Marvel. No, it's not. I think I know what it is.
Well, you didn't say. Hold on. I get another guess here.
I didn't say what my answer was.
Exactly. You can't not say your answer. Then
why
click
not?
And eliminate it, because now you get to choose from 3. I had to choose from 4.
I already knew what it was.
Okay, fine. I'll believe you.
It was. D1.
Do it. It was Goose. You're right. Damn. An Ant-Man. Which hero disappears into a subatomic quantum realm while disabling a Soviet nuclear missile? Ant-Man. No, it's either Ant-Man or... I think it's Wasp. No! Oh, my God. It's all of the family. The last thing about
what
Ant-Man
hero
in
disappears
my memory is Ant-Man 3.
In the subatomic quantum realm while disappearing a subatomic...
I think it's Yellow Jacket, right?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Final answer. Yellow Jacket?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. I think it is time. If you would look at the time. Is it 6:30?
Yeah. Well, we have no 6:30 news.
Oh, yeah, that is true. So, lovely audience, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. Broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM.
Aford Catskill Hudson, I am officially forfeiting this quiz.
Are you for real?
Definitely know more Marvel than me.
Wow.
We can keep on going if you want, but you get the dub.
Okay, I get the dub.
I was planning on playing a song for a little song.
Okay,
you know,
okay,
some music.
Cool. So, we will come back after you. And we will play. Let's see. I wanted to play one song, and it was I wanted to play this song.
Okay, you can play that one.
Mother, it's all right. Lyrics, and we will be back in 3, 2, 1.
Things I said, 1 billion foolish things. I'm not okay. I got a baseball bat beside my bed. The fire die for inside my head. The fire die for behind my meds. I'm lonely, lost in pain. It's alright, it's okay. It's alright, it's okay. You're not a monster, just a human. And you made a few mistakes. It's alright, it's okay. It's alright, it's okay. You're not gruesome, just human. And you made a few mistakes. It's alright. Ooh, it's okay.
Rawr.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. I'm getting faster at that, you know. You know, we getting the speed up.
Catskill, Acre, Hudson.
Hudson. And today, we're doing a little bit of a trivia quiz since the world around us is going up in smoke and thunder and sun and global warming. We're going to have a little bit of fun. And right now, it's Ty. I won the Dragon Ball quiz. He won the Marvel quiz. Now we're going Disney.
Okay.
And this is the last one. Then we got some songs
for you
guys. You
barely won that quiz. I hope you know this.
That's true.
So technically,
this is the tiebreaker,
though. Technically, I made you forfeit, so I don't want to hear it. Okay.
So, I mean, full bragging rights goes to this winner. How about that? That's fair.
So this is the Disney quiz?
Yeah. I feel like we both have even footing on this one, you know?
Oh,
I know this one.
Okay, what Disney movie was the
I know
first?
This one.
Full-length animated feature
to be produced in the U.S. Pinocchio. Oh, in the U.S. Oh,
Snow White.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too, but...
I think it's... Yeah, okay.
The thing is, in the U.S. threw me off. I didn't know if it was a trick question.
I'm not going to lie. Originally, I was going to say Pinocchio or Bambi.
So, what is the only Disney animated feature film that has a title character that doesn't speak? Ooh, no. Oh, I know this one. Oh, wait. No. It's... Okay.
Oh, I know. Wait. What is it? Wait.
Which one has, like, a main character that doesn't speak? I think I know
what
this
What
is
one. The only Disney animated feature film that has a title character who
oh my God.
Doesn't speak?
Wait, I'm getting heavy gaslit in my brain right now. Does Stitch speak? Yeah, he does. Okay.
Oh, I know that. Wait.
I don't know this one. All right.
I know this.
You do?
I think I do.
Three,
two, one.
The
Dumbo.
Fox and the horns. Oh, definitely not Dumbo.
Wait, was Dumbo the elephant?
Yeah, Dumbo's the elephant. Here, let's see. Click both of them.
I think you're right.
We'll see. I don't know. I know Lady and a Tramp. They're the dogs that talk.
Yeah, I know they talk.
Lilo and Stitch.
I know Lilo and Stitch.
I gaslighted myself a little bit. I was like,
what
the? Yeah, I was like, the Stitch speak? And Dumbo. Dumbo used to be my favorite movie as like a little baby, so that's how I knew that.
So, let's see. It's...
I was right. Okay, I was
no,
right. I was right. That's a point for me. Because I said Dumbo.
Oh,
I did say Dumbo.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you got it. You got it. It's okay. I think I can even this
okay.
one out.
Okay.
You're only 1 point ahead. What popular Disney character makes a cameo appearance as a stuffed animal in Frozen? By the way, you can throw on some.
Oh, yeah. I got you. My apologies. Let's see. What do I...
I mean, Disney has a great selection of music. How about...
Music.
What about Mulan? I'll make a man out of you. Come on. That one goes hard.
I will play this one.
Oh, God. But it's...
There's nothing...
Okay. I'll have to...
I can't pick it. I can't pick it. I'm sorry.
It starts with Frozen.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't.
Oh. I'm sorry. Frozen is so overrated. Controversial opinion.
Okay, cool.
Okay, this is chill, man.
All right,
this is perfect vibes.
A popular Disney character makes a cameo appearance as a stuffed animal in Frozen.
All right, I think I know this one. Three,
two,
one.
Stitch.
Donald Duck. What? Oh, yeah. Wait, I never...
Okay, I'll pick Donald Duck.
Yeah, I think you're two ahead.
What? Is it Mickey Mouse? Can I get that? No?
I knew it. I wasn't going to pick Dumbo. I wouldn't know if there was a Dumbo reference.
Yeah.
Dumbo was my favorite movie. I can't believe I forgot.
Let's see. What does Little Mermaid call the folks in her...
What? Collection of human objects. A wombus, a sneedle, a dinglehopper, or a sharp black. I think I know this one.
I think.
Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Dinglehopper. No, you didn't say anything. What'd you say?
Wombus.
Okay.
Couldn't.
You can go left or right here.
Yes.
All right. Are we tied now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What Disney animated feature is the Earth referred to as? Station 17, Area 51.
All right, the options are Hercules, Atlantis, Lilo and Stitch, and Treasure Planet. I've never seen... Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Nah, okay.
Come on.
Wait, I'm eliminating Hercules and Lilo and Stitch first.
Are you sure?
Yeah, so it's either Atlantis.
Are you positive?
Yeah. So it's either Atlantis. Or I'm going to say Treasure Planet. What are you going to say? Oh. Is that Hercules? Hercules? It's Lilo and Stitch? Oh my god.
Two for me.
Alright, I'll catch up. I did it before. Which was the only character in Disney's Alice in the Wonderland that did not appear in the Lewis Carroll books?
Bro, what?
Alice's sister, Dormouse. Oh god. The Doorknob or Queen of Hearts?
I don't know.
You want to just skip that one or no?
No.
Okay, three?
Two. One.
Dormouse. What? You just said three. Oh, okay. That's the Doorknob. Okay.
I'll go with yours.
Well played.
What is that? Three?
I know this one.
Three, one?
I know this one. Who was the first Disney princess? I don't even know how to pronounce that. Persephone, Rome, Aurora, Snow White, or Cinderella? Three, two, one. Snow White.
Oh, wait.
Oh, we're tied. You did the 3-2-1.
I always get them confused. Which, wait, Cinderella is the one that left the shoot. No, it's 2-3.
Oh. I mean, once you answer this one, we're going to be tied. Because it's Cinderella.
It's Snow White, right?
What?
It's Cinderella. I don't even know how to pronounce her name. I don't even know who that
okay.
is.
Okay, well, I'm glad at least if I'm wrong, we're both wrong. It was the one we couldn't pronounce. Persephone? I don't know.
I don't. I kind of want to look her up now.
Yeah, you can do it. Copy and paste. So, we're going to do a little bit of copy and paste here. Because we don't even know how to pronounce this name. This is like... Disney. Look up Disney. So, it's based on a Greek god, apparently. Because that's what we looked up the name. Yeah, no, I don't know.
I don't know this.
This is some old...
I don't know this. So,
yeah, we definitely got
pulled out
with that.
What is the name of the pub that Flynn brings Rapunzel to Entangled? The Big Jigger? The Duncan Clan?
I don't know this one.
One?
Yeah, three,
two,
one,
the
three-legged. Oh, okay, so you picked the Snuggly Duckling. I picked the three-legged mare. I know the next one, though.
I have four.
What is Boo's real name in Monster Inc.? Ashley, Marie, Alice, or Susie? I know this one. Three,
two,
one, Susie.
Three.
Oh, you picked Alice. Okay.
Wait.
What?
Hey, yo! You can't make that up. You can't make that up.
I thought it was Susie.
You can't make that
up. I just got Mandela affected, bro. Is that the end?
No. There's a whole bunch of these. All
right, let's end that. What time is it?
We're going to skip straight to 6. Okay. After this one.
What time is it?
6:44.
Here, let's get the 5.
Okay. After this one.
Yeah.
What is...
A monstro and Pinocchio. A train, a puppet master, an elephant, or a whale?
3, 2, 1. A puppet master.
Oh, no. 3.
A train? Oh, wait, okay.
3, 2, 1. A train.
Okay. I think it's this.
Okay,
we're going straight to 5.
What is it?
Four to two.
Which Disney animated feature has the most songs? Alice in the Wonderland, Beauty and the Beast, Fantasia, or Lion King?
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Lion King.
All right, let's see 2-1.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Alice in Wonderland.
Was it? 23 songs?
Let's go.
That is way too many.
Let's go. What is it, 4? No, that's 5.
5-2. I can make a comeback.
Okay, and what Peter Pan, which
Wendy
of the Darling Children wears a top hat?
John Michael,